Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello.
Hello. Wow, that was weird.
And welcome to episode 61 of the Function Get Option Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my compatriot, my buddy, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Kyle.
Just so eager.
Apparently.
Just to say hello to everyone.
You just want this to be, this show is going to be short and sweet.
It's going to be snappy and punchy and to the point.
To the point. Wow. So I guess now, I dare you. Funny story is I just mentioned that to somebody about the technology we use to record. We use Skype, which some people hate, and it works for us 99% of the time, 95% of the time. Someone said you could do, somebody's out there who listens said you could do Zoom for free for 40 minutes. And I threw you under the bus.
I'm sure you did. I would not miss an opportunity to do that.
I'll just leave it at that. All right. So what's going on? What's new in the world of Kyle and Jackson, Michigan?
Yeah, Jackson's the place to be for me. I am selling my house. It is finally for sale as of yesterday. And now we're kind of just waiting to see if we can get some showings.
As of yesterday from when we record this, which who knows when they listen to it. So middle of July 2018.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe by the time you hear this, I'll have already sold this charming little house.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
We've done a crap ton of work to it. We've just been busting butt for the last 2 weeks.
I've seen photos. It looks great. And the funny thing is, I told you, I looked it up. I saw the old photos before you had it when you first bought it. Shockingly different.
It is a way different house. That was 9 years ago, and it was kind of a fixer-upper at the time. But we put a lot into this house. We took it definitely from one of the worst in the whole neighborhood. Mm-hmm. To definitely one of the best. Actually, we've even had neighbors come and like say, I just want to thank you for what you've done to this place. Because it was kind of a dump before.
And I was going to ask you, what are you going to do with the hops? Can you take those with you?
Yeah, I've got some hops growing in the back, and they're kind of huge plants at this point, and I haven't decided. I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah. I meant to ask you about that last week. I'm like, what about his hops? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
They're in their third year, so they're kind of like peaking in terms of their production and size, but the new place doesn't have a perfect place to put them, so I haven't figured it out. I honestly don't know the answer.
Maybe you shouldn't buy that other place, just stay where you are.
I didn't think about it, but now that you
sorry honey
that,
we got hops, we can't move.
I need to go call my realtor.
Right, cancel.
Anyway, what's up with you?
Not much. Again,
we got to get a swimming update, of course.
So I swam again this morning. I did was it 700, 657? I don't remember what I did, but yeah, I got up this morning, swam solo. The boys didn't go with me today. Carson mentioned he might, but he didn't show up at 5:30. So
I love to think that just in my imagination that there's a listener out there who's like tracking your progress and like charting it somehow.
There is.
That would just be amazing.
Yeah. And so I did that this morning. And then what else? Oh, there's a 95% chance that next week, the week that this comes out, but that entire week that I'm going to have the house to myself.
Cool.
For a week.
Fun.
Like the kids are all out of town. Ellen's out of town. I was hoping Ellen would be in town and we'd have the house to ourselves, but that didn't plan out. She's working all week. So someone's got to go make the money.
You know what they say? Well, the mice are away.
I would like to. Here's my challenge.
How does that saying go?
I don't know. The challenge is to get
something we'll play.
To get some things done, like to get the garage organized. And the person listening to this right now who just heard me say that is like laughing. Trust me, you know who it is. So I'm going to see if I can't go ahead and get the garage at least halfway done next week. Pick a day, one day next week, and just spend, 3-4 hours in the garage and get it organized and get some shelves built, et cetera. So that's the plan next week.
That's what you're going to do with your freedom, with your week, the house to yourself, is you're going to work on the garage.
Yeah. Yeah. It's annoying. It's frustrating. We can't find stuff we want. It's not organized. It's a mess. It's like we just moved in a year ago, which is coming up on a year ago.
All right. Yeah. Whatever.
And the last thing I want to mention to you was real quick. You ever gotten this? I went grocery shopping yesterday, went to our local Aldi, and a woman noticed my cart and the price I paid for all my groceries. She's like, wow, that's amazing. You got all that food for that price, and it's all healthy. I'm like, cause we're doing our fitness stuff and whatnot. And I was like, right. So flattered. She's like, how do you do that? I'm like, well, you have a plan, you have a list, plan meals. Don't just buy stuff. She's like, that's awesome. She's like,
that was the wrong answer. You were supposed to be saying, because I shop at Aldi.
Yeah, there you go.
That's such a setup question for every commercial out there.
Something like that, right?
So. Look at all you got, and it only costs that much.
Yeah. So
that's funny.
All right. Yeah. I should let them know about that maybe.
Yeah.
So, anything else?
That's
you
funny
share?
Though. Yeah. Good job with the eating healthy thing though. Yeah. That's great.
Thanks. Thanks. All right. Moving on.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
So you want to go ahead and mention this first one since you put it in the show notes?
Yeah. What's in the news, folks? Let me read it really quick. I've got an article here and I'm going to just read it really quickly. Just be patient. No, I'm just kidding. I already read the article. A company called WP SiteCare joins forces with another company called Southern Web.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. So it's interesting. I was looking at that and this was as of July 16th, 2018. Ryan Sullivan wrote it out.
I'm going to guess you've heard of WP SiteCare, but not of Southern Web.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, that was the case for everybody else that I knew.
Yeah. They're based in Georgia. I don't understand. I mean, I guess nothing's to change. So they're going to keep the same brand? Are they keeping the same name? Or is it just that rebranding anything?
The only thing that a lot of people were discussing is like, the language isn't clear about what exactly is happening to the companies. Nobody said that this is an acquisition or a merger, but it just says they're joining forces.
Right. I know.
Okay. So what does that mean for the companies now, you guys?
Yeah.
WP SiteCare in our space has a lot of brand clout and has been around a long time, does like the maintenance thing. And Southern Web is more of a traditional service provider.
And then SiteCare acquired my friend's company earlier this year, WP Radius. Brandon Yanofsky, he got out of the business. He went to work for, I think, Facebook or Google, one of the two. or Amazon, one of the three.
Or Facebook, one of the four.
Yeah, whatever. Or Apple. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, he sold. And I'm wondering, I think it's been long enough that it doesn't affect his buyout at all. I'm sure his is probably already taken care of. But it's interesting that, did they merge? Did one acquire? Did they just, I don't know. Do they just join forces to now have,
Yeah.
What's changed?
You know,
I don't know.
We never did a press release or anything to say that Kyle and Adam joined forces on this podcast.
We should do that. I mean, are they going to be called Site Southern Web Care? Site? I'm just saying like SSCW?
Yeah, Southern
Site Care Web? I don't know. I mean, we're just poking fun here now. But I mean, I'm sure it's a good move for both of them, for Drew and for Ryan. If either one of you listen to the show, let us know why you did it and what's the change. So
yeah, I am interested in watching these sort of things because we see it a lot lately. We made our predictions at the earlier this year and even earlier last year, basically the same predictions. So we were going to see more like acquisitions and mergers. And
right.
It's like it's just the gradual consolidation of all the providers in our space as the market matures a little bit. We see this happen a lot, where more companies are kind of like starting to join forces and work together to achieve greater efficiencies and become more complete providers for their customers.
Right, right.
We're not such a fractured, community. It makes me think of like maybe in the early days of colonization when there's like a steady rising population and everyone is staking their claims for their own property throughout the land, like in America maybe. But gradually cities begin to form because cities can operate more efficiently. And it's, you know, over time you see more and more of that, like more greater population living in cities and cities booming and innovating and developing because cities are able to operate more efficiently and do more and provide a higher quality of life.
But at what cost? Is there a higher tax base? Is there higher, there's a trade-off. There's got to be a trade-off.
There, Well, I guess.
I don't know.
The analogy only goes so far, but I'm comparing it to this like niche industry that we're in, growing and maturing, and we're seeing big players get bigger.
Right.
And fewer, you know, like it used to be there were tons and tons and tons of little players, but as the market matures, we're going to see a smaller number of small players and a smaller number of big players, and the big players just get bigger.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Happens. So we'll see what happens with them. Yeah. One other thing I just put in the show notes. I just remembered. I don't know if you saw this or not. So iThemes now has hosting. They're offering iThemes hosting, which makes total sense. It really does. And I watched the video that Corey Miller had put out a little video about it. And it makes sense because of why. Why do you think it makes sense in my mind?
I mean, you're the expert here. You tell me.
Because they were acquired by Liquid Web.
So there's
an easy integration there. And Corey, even said in the video, he really indicated that they recommended hosts in the past, but they couldn't control that, you know, interaction. They couldn't control that narrative or the experience. And some were good, some were bad, you know, just based on the hosting plan you might have picked with that host. So there's always that.
Yeah.
And they're going up against, you know, in their little plan comparisons, they're going up against Flywheel, DreamHost, and WP Engine is what they're using as a baseline. So for less money kind of thing. So interesting news.
I wasn't really expecting a move like that.
You weren't.
I wasn't.
No. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I'm like, oh, okay. And even Corey says in the video, is like, what, another hosting company? It's like, but it makes sense. They're tied in with Liquid, you know, with Liquid Web. So they're using those backend servers and they have that integration there and they have the engineering. So
at this point, it's like, what won't iThemes try? Think about it. They've like experimented with everything in the past. They obviously did a lot of different theme stuff.
Plugins.
And then they had a whole suite of plugins.
They still do the toolkit. They still do.
Yeah, tons of different ones. Often, many of them not even related to each other.
Right.
They're just like all over the place. And then they're like, now we're going to go into e-commerce. And they made their Exchange plugin as a big experiment.
Yeah.
And then they started making like the SaaS offering, this like their iTheme Sync, and
which I use,
and then the security thing. They were big all about that and doing all these webinars and
yeah.
What else have they tried? They've tried like all this other stuff that I can't even think of now.
Well, I mean, I remember looking back. BackupBuddy is the bread and butter, you know, and then they had the toolkit and all the little plugins. And they also had LoopBuddy, which was awesome back in the day. It was like an easy way to kind of get around custom post types, kind of for having search queries.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
You know, yeah. They had AJ Morris was one of their trainers for a long time. And then it's also now Nathan Ingram does it. I mean, they have great people working there, but you're right. They do try a lot of things, but I give them credit. They try things and then, you know, they keep trying and they're doing well.
I don't mean to be overly critical.
No, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah. They've done great work. I mean, every one of those things that I mentioned that they've tried, they've done really well. Not all of them have worked out for them from, you know, like where they decided to keep doing it. Some of them they moved on from and said, you know, that isn't where we end up wanting to go. Like now they're really big into WooCommerce stuff.
Right. Again, so I think that's what happens. So sometimes you throw out a big wide net, see what you catch, and then you have to keep niching down, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, that's it in the news. Anything else? Anything else news-wise you want to talk about?
Negative.
Okay, then. This is time for changes. Yeah. So, again, you added the first one.
Tanya Mork joins XWP.
Do you know who that is and what that is?
Yeah. Tanya Mork has been doing like WordPress training, teaching, development stuff for a while. I first encountered her online, and we've never met in person actually, but I encountered her online a few years ago when she created a site which the name of now escapes me, but she was advocating for like kind of a return to the fundamentals when it comes to development. Like she is a very experienced computer science professional. Mm-hmm. And believed that a lot of us are out there kind of like just writing code without that traditional background, without an understanding of the fundamentals of programming. And she had a really good message, and she was creating courses and training material to help all of us in the industry doing development, you know, kind of learn the basics, which is really good because basically more than the lion's share of the developers in our space, like writing custom code for WordPress, were not formally trained and just kind of picked it up on the side informally, and are just still kind of lack that foundation.
Right.
And so she was really trying to help a lot with that and did a great job. A lot of people were supportive, and maybe she continued doing that. I guess I missed what happened since then, but now she works for XWP.
What do they do? Do you know?
Yeah, XWP is a WordPress agency based in, I want to say, Australia. They employ a lot of like fantastic people, like Weston Reuter and a few other notable WordPress core contributors. They're a VIP agency. Mm-hmm. They do like large scale WordPress projects. They've been collaborating on like very notable projects, like the Tide project with Google.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were helping out with. So they're pretty elite when it comes to their development power.
They're actually hiring. I'm not sure. I mean, they're looking for some there's four or five more positions open: a UI designer, team lead, WordPress engineer, product owner, and a front end engineer. All telecommute, but it says telecommute, but then it also has cities next to them. It's kind of weird. Like San Francisco, Boise, Idaho, Austin, Texas, Toronto, Ontario, and remote, and then also Oregon. I don't know. It's weird. So yeah. In case like, someone's looking for a job. So.
All right.
So yeah, good for Tanya. Awesome. I'm sure it's a great fit. I've come across her real quick, also online, just as far as design and some technical support things. Way back, like years ago, I sent her a message or we talked about something. So
sure.
Yeah.
Smart person.
She is indeed. So anything else in the news?
Not from me.
Oh yeah. So there's something here that says Adam is now working for what? You don't know this, do you? So I was acquired by No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the only thing is I may be picking up a couple of new clients, totally accidental, but also my buddy has an investment possibly coming into his company, which will then also provide his the ability to finally pay me for some stuff that he's been wanting done in a capacity. It's a contract. So,
what has he just been giving you foot rubs to this point, or what?
It's a family show. I don't want to go into it. No, we've talked about working together for years, and it's just timing and finances haven't worked out. And you know, we both respect each other. I mean, I've helped where I could, time frame wise, as far as you know, just jumping in little things. But long term, you know, and then it just hasn't worked out. But now he's doing gangbusters, so it's I'm not gonna be working for him full time in any capacity. Just be picking up another client. He'll become a client of mine, so because he can afford it now. So it's cool. That's all. All right.
Okay.
Moving on. That's right.
What you wearing, what you're reading, what you're drinking now. What you wearing, what you're reading, what you're drinking now.
I love that. So I'm going to start here. I'm wearing WordCamp Orange County 2017 t-shirt. I call this the cracked rib shirt because I didn't actually get to attend this camp. I had a cracked rib the day before. I am drinking coffee. And it's not just, it's coffee, it's fine. But it's actually from a really special cup. Can you see my mug here?
A bunch of hearts on it.
Yeah, I got this. I think I either got this mug or I was given this mug. One or the other. Wait, I gave it or got it from Ellen. I think I actually gave it to Ellen back when she worked at Mattel for Valentine's Day with kisses inside of it and chocolate. So we still have it. It's been like, you know, 20 years later.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, and I'm reading yet a third book now, one of the Jack Reacher books, because I just want to outdo you in fiction. And I've added a nonfiction as well. I'm reading The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. So, but I'll be done with this Reacher book again, like in two more days. They're cruising through these stories.
Your passion for outdoing me and things makes me want to try and leverage that somehow.
Yeah. Oh.
I've been.
I see where you're going.
I've been also bad. In addition to being bad about reading consistently, I've also been bad about like booking sponsors for this show.
Okay, I see what you did there. Yeah,
Are you now motivated to like do better than me?
Yeah. Well, I think the booking agent gets 90% of the revenue.
Yuck. Okay. Never mind. Skip that.
Yeah.
No, I'm wearing a WordCamp Chicago 2014 t-shirt.
Cool.
I'm slurping some coffee because we always record this show in the morning lately.
Yeah.
I need to do more evening recordings.
Indeed.
I wonder if we're consistently better in the evening or in the morning. I don't know. And I'm still reading The Drawing of the Three by Stephen King.
You're on what, chapter two?
I don't think I'm to chapter two yet.
That's so sad. Hey, Kyle, guess what time it is?
Es hora de que aprovechemos nuestros años de experiencia y proporcionemos respuestas de alta calidad a las preguntas enviadas por nuestros oyentes.
Sí. That's right, people. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. Está bien? Está bien.
Sí.
Sí. All right. I'm guessing that was Spanish that you read, or was it Italian?
That was Spanish.
Okay, no, I'm just kidding. All right, first question. You want to ask this one?
All right, first question comes to us via our contact form from Joey J. He says, "Hi, Adam and Kyle. This is Joey from Singapore. I'm a listener of Dust."
We are an international show. Now go.
Yes. How exciting. "I'm a listener of Dustin and Adam's podcasts, listens to every single episode, and have recently started listening to the Get Options podcast, too. I love Kyle's songs." Thank you, Joey. "My question today is this. I am a hobbyist photographer running a self-hosted WordPress site. I picked up HTML and CSS back in 2008 with relative ease, but haven't really been able to go much beyond for the last decade. I've found a learning curve from HTML, CSS to PHP so steep. When I tried some books and online resources, I always hit a roadblock after the first few chapters. Kyle and Adam, how did you overcome the hurdle? Do you have any resources that you would recommend? By the way, so far, I've found Jesse Friedman's Web Designer's Guide to WordPress book most helpful. It talks a lot about the loop, and I managed to follow the entire book. Thank you in advance, and I'd love to listen to more songs from Kyle."
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think
what
we're
about
done.
Songs
I just,
from Adam?
I think we just, well, thanks. I think we just end right there. Just on the high end, just drop the mic. We walk away. Thanks for the question, Joey. No. Great question. I really do appreciate
it.
I have three options in this one for the question. First option for me is, regarding the roadblock, is skip the first few chapters. The roadblock is now gone. Just skip them.
Wow.
Yeah. You know,
my work. Sometimes the solution is simple.
It's so simple. You just, you know, like what you do, you know, just don't finish the book, just start it. Right. But in this case, I just, just skip chapters 1 through 3. No more roadblocks.
Adam, refresh my memory, will
yes.
you?
Okay.
You and I were once at a WordCamp when someone, I think they were kind of famous, said during a speech that we should all, quote, learn PHP deeply. Who was that?
I don't think it was PHP.
Oh, really?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, I think it might have been. Wait. It was Pascal.
Oh, it was learn Pascal deeply.
Yeah.
Really?
Or was it Drupal?
Maybe it was XHTML.
No, it was Drupal. It was LDD, right? Learn Drupal deeply.
Oh.
No, maybe not.
Okay. See, now I can't remember.
Okay. So we're making fun of the situation where what? It's JavaScript was the comment, was the quote?
It was yes. Yes. JavaScript is the big thing right now. And yes, it was the founder of WordPress or co-founder of WordPress, Matt Mullenweg, during the State of the Word in 2016, I guess, said, "Hey, everybody, you need to learn JavaScript deeply."
Deeply. Yeah.
Deeply. And, you know, I wouldn't say that learning PHP is bad. I would never say that or anything even close to it. But I would say that for anyone pursuing a career in web development, the future is like unquestionably JavaScript driven. And PHP is still relevant and will be for a long time. But, I mean, JavaScript is where the new jobs are.
Okay. So there's that. So overcoming the hurdle is don't learn PHP necessarily as a primary.
I didn't say that. I specifically said yeah. I'm not saying that.
Right. But as a primary, what do you need for the base of JavaScript? Do you need PHP as that base knowledge or no?
No, I wouldn't say that you need it.
Okay. So that's option. The option is consider other languages, right?
I think it's just worth noting. I don't think it's a great answer to Joey's question, but when we get on this topic, for anybody else listening, I want to emphasize that, I mean, the future is JavaScript.
Okay. All right. I have another option.
Okay.
When it comes to learning, right, how do you get overcoming the hurdle? I outsource.
Oh.
Hire someone who knows it if you need something done.
Okay.
You know, because in my case, I'm case in point. I love the idea of knowing PHP, of really knowing it and looking at code and making total sense of it. I can make sense of some stuff now. It's been years. I understand some of the syntax. I don't understand all the queries, the calls, the hooks, the loops. I mean, it's not my main day-to-day way my brain thinks. So I hire people to solve the problems that I have. You know, so there's that.
When you talk about it, you make me think of the guy in Spaceballs. Is like
I've seen that movie.
I've lost the bleeps. I've lost the bleeps and the squeeps and yeah. And the movie, we got jammed.
That's a great movie. I'm gonna watch that again this weekend. I'm gonna see if my kids want to watch that with me. The boys.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it is a good movie. All right, and my third option, unless you want to, you have another one.
You go ahead.
All right, my third and final option is pay and invest for a course versus taking free courses or even a book. If you pay for a video, if you pay for something, you have skin in the game, you're more apt to then take it seriously.
Yeah, that's probably true. I always said that I think the reason I was able to learn guitar was that I spent money on it.
There you go.
And I felt this obligation like, I dropped a bunch of money on it. I can't just give up,
right,
even though it's hard. Mm-hmm. And that was what helped me get over the hurdle. You have to get over this hump. And then suddenly a day comes, you don't even notice it, but it's fun.
Right. Yeah.
It's no longer work.
I'm not there yet for anything.
For anything.
Anything.
Yeah. Podcasting, for example. But
okay. I guess that's fun.
Yeah.
All right.
For me, I started with PHP. So I think that was a bit of an advantage. So Joey asks about our experience and how do we get over the hurdle? Well, you know, you learned HTML and CSS first, and I didn't. I kind of started learning PHP from essentially day one. And I didn't have much under my belt before that. And I was sitting at a very simple job with minimal responsibilities and a computer and internet access. And I knew that I needed to learn some skills to get me where I wanted to go. And so I started to explore, like, what could I learn that will get me out of here and get me decent employment? And I can't just wait until I'm eventually done with college and hope that that piece of paper guarantees me something, which it won't. So I stumbled across some suggestions for just like learning code, and somehow randomly, I guess, PHP became the one that I started learning, and I took some online tutorials and that kind of got me started. I was building like very basic, crude contact form type things with PHP that were kind of fun. But I didn't really even know what I was doing or that it was any kind of programming or what the difference between PHP and other languages were, what HTML and CSS were all about. Mm-hmm. Didn't really get it at the time.
Do you now?
I feel like I'm closer to that enlightenment.
Right.
But I think, Joey, maybe the problem is that you don't have sufficient pressure to break through that roadblock. If learning PHP isn't forced on you because your day job is photography, you might always struggle with the hard parts. I mean, look at me, for example, of course. In the past 2 weeks, my wife and I completely finished framing in, mudding, painting, and wiring our mudroom. We installed multiple new faucets. We built steps to our desk. We installed missing light fixtures. We moved half our possessions from the house to the garage. We painted rooms. We finished the kitchen cabinets. We rearranged every room in the house. We did dozens of things throughout the house, which made us say, why didn't we get this done sooner? But why did we do all of this? Because we had no choice.
Right.
We had a deadline. And we knew that, like, we're in big trouble if we don't get this stuff done. And that pushed us to accomplish great things. And that's how it was kind of like throughout my consulting career. All the years that I was building websites and doing projects for other people, I would say, sure, I could do that for you. I can take care of it, even though I didn't know how to do it. And now I'm committed. I don't have a choice. I have to do it.
Right.
I have to learn it.
So you're
saying, so there were many stressful days and stressful nights of learning and like, I don't get this. Ah, why did I agree to do this? I'm so stupid. But somehow that pressure pushed me through the roadblock and I learned it and came out alive on the other side most of the time.
But that then begs the question, is it worth the pressure and the stress of doing that? You know, for example, for money. I mean, it's one thing, there's a difference in taking a position of work for a client with money involved and saying you can do it, but you don't know how, but you'll figure it out. And then yes, versus volunteering to do something, then there's no pressure on you because you're volunteering, you're not getting paid. But you know, there's that trade-off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's sure. that's a whole different mindset then as well. It's a whole separate question, but it does beg the energy spent. Is it worth the time to spend to do it? You know, you're going to maybe that first job, you take the money, whatever it may be, because it does give you the incentive to get it done, but you're not going to really make money because of the time spent the first time around until you become more, you know, proficient in that task.
I don't know if it works for everybody.
Yeah.
This sort of thing historically has been effective for me.
Yeah.
You know, I've finished things in college because, you know, there's a grade on the line right. and a strict deadline and, right. you know, you got to power through.
I'm just,
and sometimes,
I just feel like, I don't know, you know, the theory of I work well under pressure with it, you know, or I procrastinate until it needs to get done. You know, there's the old saying as well, you know, if you have 5 days to get something done, it'll take you what? 5 days. You know, if you have 2 days, it'll take you 2 days. I've never liked that, like, feeling of, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like right now, I'm behind on 3 mock-ups right now, a little bit, you know. But the client is a nonprofit; they're paying me something. I worked out some deals with them, so they're late on getting me content. I'm late on getting the mock-ups, you know. I know.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to be pragmatic and appreciate just what actually works. It has worked for me. So I don't know. Maybe Joey is very different than me or you, and other things might work for him. Maybe like working with people might be better. It may help you break through that hurdle.
Right.
I noticed that there's a WordPress Singapore meetup, which is really big. Hmm. And I looked, and it doesn't look like Joey's a member.
Oh.
So Joey, maybe check out the yeah. local meetup and right. like go and associate with other people who are experiencing the same challenges you are and or have already broken through those hurdles and like talk to them and show them what you're trying to do. And like that really was a game changer for me, being able to get in the same room with people who understood the challenges I was going through and have them explain like, hey, this is what you actually need to do, or have them like walk through the PHP and explain to me what's going on. And that's where all my light bulb moments came from. I'm a very, like, I don't know, social person, I guess. And I learn well in those environments where somebody can explain it to me and we can just look at my code and see what's wrong together. Maybe that'll work well for Joey too.
Yeah. And last thing is, so I'm curious for Joey, and please let us know, you know, you're a photographer. Are you transitioning? Because, you know, I came into WordPress as a photographer and I did transition in that sense of I saw the writing on the wall where photography was changing. So I built my own site in WordPress. Had I stuck with the photography, I wouldn't be doing this at all right now. I probably would not have a WordPress site. I would more likely have, you know, a Squarespace site or something else. I was just, you know, I could have put up a portfolio page and contact and, you know, people can pay me. But that shifted for me too. So if you're moving from career A to career B, no, so
beer, career beer.
Career beer. No, the key here, the takeaway is, my final takeaway is, what's your why? Why do you want to learn X, Y, or Z, PHP or JavaScript, or what is the why?
Yeah.
That'll help.
Maybe taking on some kind of a web project would help push you.
Right.
Maybe a social environment would you.
Right.
And I'd keep in mind that WordPress programming is kind of a special flavor of PHP. Mm-hmm. We already talked about how it's more and more JavaScript, but it's WordPress is like loaded with helper functions and APIs and documentation. Just that all makes it way easier. And when I'm programming in WordPress, like I'm lazy. Like anytime I need to do anything that's like a little bit tricky, like, oh, I need to parse this input for certain strings or do sort this array a certain way, I'm just like, there's probably a WordPress function that'll do this for me. Let me just go find it. And I often spend time, like, instead of like writing the PHP code to make it happen, I spend all my time like looking for a WordPress function that'll do it for me. Because there's just so many of them.
Right. Same thing kind of comes down to plugins. Like, what do I need this function. Well, I don't want to write it. I'll just get someone already did. Right.
Right. So I spend half a day just like scouring
right.
the web.
The repository. For a solution. Yep. All right. So I think we answered that pretty well. I'm pretty happy with that. Question two. This one is sent in by our friend Sarah Dunn. She says, I heard you mention on a past episode of WordCamp US. No, I'm sorry. I heard you mention on a past episode that WordCamp US is looking for different types of talks than other WordCamps, but you didn't elaborate. So could you tell us what you would submit for US and how that's different from what you had submit to other camps? She also mentions, I realize this deadline has passed for 2018, but for future reference.
Right. Cool.
So this, I mean, I only have really one comment on this, and I think this is more on you. I think because, you know, you're the one who said it. I have submitted in the past for WordCamp US, 2015, 16, 17. Wasn't selected. Not bitter.
I'm not bitter at all.
I'm really not. I mean, because it's...
Yeah, so your tip is don't be Adam.
Oh, wow.
Oh, whoops. Sorry.
No, I've submitted only, I think we submitted our, like, to do a battle at one point, possibly.
Probably did. Yeah.
And then I've also submitted some lightning talks because I don't want the pressure of having to do necessarily a long, drawn out something, you know, because it's WordCamp US. It's a big stage. Mm-hmm. So I submitted lightning talks. Short, sweet, direct, and actionable. Those are my takeaways as any type of lightning talk. So do not try to do 40 minutes in the 10 or 12 they give you. Just cut it down to like something super actionable. So, and be passionate about what you're talking about. So what do you have on this one? Wow.
I think,
am I keeping you up?
Yeah. They're definitely looking for big ideas kind of talks. You know, like anything that says like how WordPress cured heart disease and corrected East African economies and fixed our roads and powered eco-friendly refrigerators and ended racism, anything like that.
And like the other topic I saw recently was like WordPress for Wakanda, right?
Yeah. Those kind of talks that are like big, meaningful stories. Where WordPress is at the center of some kind of like social change, cultural impact, or ties into these existential human questions. those are appropriate for the big stage at a WordCamp US and maybe have less of a place at like the small stage.
So what's not appropriate on a big stage? What's not appropriate?
I see
freelancers versus.
There's like basically no beginner stuff. Like you're not gonna see at these events something like getting started with Yoast SEO configuration or you know setting up your first WooCommerce site or how to categorize your blog posts or something. This is like the tutorially 101 type stuff. Those are not as commonly featured on this big stage.
Right.
But that's unsurprising because it is, while many do still go, it is more of an event oriented towards career WordPress people, people like really invested. The regional WordCamps are serving like their local people, a predominant attendee base for every one of our local WordCamps is just people who will never go to another one besides their local one. They're not going to travel to a WordCamp, but this one's in their town, so they'll go to it. And so we cover everything soup to nuts, beginner to advanced. But the WordCamp US majority of the attendees are traveling to the event and are invested in WordPress. And so it's not beginner oriented. So there's a lot of advanced topics. Anything like really the only ones that are that you'll see that are really like demo, tutorial, like tactical oriented are more like developer type talks, like high level JavaScript stuff.
Some WPCLI.
Yeah, some of those things that are pretty advanced. There's a lot, there are a lot of talks at these big stage events, which are about like social change, like being inclusive, our impact on culture, you know, making a societal impact. I don't know. Those kinds of things are really big. And then like big picture case studies too that really exemplify like where the web is going and bleeding edge technologies being used in conjunction with WordPress. It's all about like what's happening next year, like what will be big next year and the year beyond. So you'll see a lot of talks that are like, this is going to be referenced a lot in 2019. Like these people are ahead of the curve just a little bit. So that's kind of, I don't know, just a lot of randomness, but about what is more sought at these types of events. WordCamp US, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. So bigger brushstrokes, broad brushstrokes.
And a lot of contributor stuff, too, totally. Is also very popular. But the diversity is a big deal. Like one of the important things is like there's just way, way, way more oversight in the speaker selection and the session selection at WordCamp US than there is at the local level.
Right.
There's like no oversight there. So at local WordCamps, tons of stuff slips through that would never make it at a bigger stage because people involved in decision making at like central and like at the top of the WordCamp organization would never let it fly. But there's like no oversight at the local level.
Yeah. So I'm looking at last year's schedule real quick. You know, and you're right. I mean, just as far as some of the talk titles, Conquering Continuous Integration and Deployment, Tessa Crissell. You know, there's just a lot more. There are a couple of things in beginner, you know, like Catherine Pressner did CSS Secrets for Beginners. I think that might have been a flash talk or it was pretty short. Here's one, you know, right, like higher level things. Designing for dynamic WordPress content with CSS Grid, Flexbox, and more CSS trickery, you know.
Yeah.
A bigger picture one here, designing for the community, designing for Generation X, baby boomers, and beyond.
Yeah.
Diversity works. Don't build a Death Star. That's kind of a weird title. But yeah. And then also like another one, evolving WordPress with GraphQL.
GraphQL.
GraphQL. That's how you sound. Yeah. So, you know, you're right. There's just that higher level.
Yeah. It is. And it's really like what's cutting edge.
It's kind of sad. I think it'd be nice if they had a beginner day like other locals do. Why not? I mean, it's in that city that they're having the camp anyways. Do the day before. Like, you know, they always have the what's the day? The Thursday usually? They do a Thursday not community. Where you have to be invited to it and it's like it's kind of kept private. You went a couple years ago.
You mean the summit?
The summit.
The community summit?
The community summit. They do the summit on a Thursday. Friday and Saturday are camps. Sunday is contributor day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they could do a Thursday for the people who don't go to summit, people who want to learn WordPress basics. You know, we've both done those one-on-one days. I don't know why
I think it's because what I said before, that it's a small percentage of the attendees of that conference. Maybe that still is a big enough people. I mean, it could be bigger than a lot of WordCamps. It could be a few hundred people. That's still like, 10 to 20% of the attendee base. But most people are traveling to this event. The people who travel are not the people who are like just getting started. True.
But I understand. Okay. So I'm thinking, I wonder if would there be an interesting demand if you did a conference the weekend before, something small, one day pre WordCamp US beginner stuff? If you did, you know, small fee.
I don't think the beginners will travel.
Okay, no, but for the locals, let's say. I mean, for the locals.
Oh, for the locals, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, you probably could. That would be nice.
Sponsored by Get Options Podcast. Subsidized. All right, moving on. Okay, I think we answered that pretty well, Sarah. Let us know if you have any more questions on that one. And now we're going to go into a segment. Yeah, you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you know what, which one we're doing this day?
Yeah.
Order
I can't eat, I don't know.
You jerk.
Flux capacitor.
Oh my gosh, what's your name? Yes, we're doing unordered list. I'd love this. And I've had this one ready for you for a while. So.
Oh no.
And I've made it a little bit easier versus...
Thank you. Thank you.
Versus very not easy. So there's a way to make it harder, but I made it simpler for you. So you ready? You're gonna go first.
All right, that's fine. Then I know how hard to make yours.
Oh no! Okay, I'll give you a 30-second timer in a second. All right. So I want you to give me as many movies as you can that have a number in the title. Ready?
Okay.
Go.
Ocean's 11. Ocean's 12. Ocean's 13, Ocean's 8, Fantastic Four, 9, I think there's a movie called 9, District 12, let's see, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, 2 points in a fountain, wasn't that a...
No.
No. Let's see.
You got 8.
Eight? Is that all I could get? Okay.
8. Okay.
All right. Well, good job, me.
Okay. That was a good one, huh? See, I was going to make it so started with a number, but I didn't. I didn't any number. You could have also gone with Apollo 13.
Yep. That would have been good.
Yeah. So there's a handful more, but yeah.
And I could have gone just like with everything that has had a sequel, like Shrek 2, X-Men 2, no, The Incredibles 2.
Those don't count. I mean, Ocean's 11, 12, 13. Yeah, those are borderline, but I let them fly. Okay.
Right.
All right, what do you got for me? Okay. I'm a little nervous now.
All right. Hopefully you will beat me on this.
Okay.
I'm expecting you to do well.
Oh no,
I think.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, and I'm also expecting that to make you more nervous, and then it will not be me. Here's your question. Mm-hmm. I want you to list plugins which you know of, but have never actually used on a real website.
Wait.
There you go. Go.
So, okay. Jetpack, Betterify. I need 6 more. I've never used. Oh, WooCommerce.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've never used on a real website. LearnDash.
Whoa.
I'm gonna lose here. This is gonna be terrible. 10 seconds. Akismet. No, I've used.
What?
No, I've used Akismet. I'm out. I got 4. I was just thinking. I mean, that was a tough. I just out of the blue. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure now. I'll think all day. I have like tons of them.
I'm sure you will. You could have just listed form plugins.
Right. Oh, Caldera. Yeah. Dang it. Caldera. Woo. Ninja. Yeah. Anyway. Well.
Yep.
4. That was lame. You win.
As usual.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, why don't you take us out of here?
Thank you for tuning in to listen to me vanquish my co-host in a game called Unordered Lists. If you want to hear more of me dominating my co-host in other games and segments that we will play in the future, you need to subscribe to this podcast and tune into future episodes. And I promise you, we've got more. We've got more in the works. We've got more coming that is even more better than this.
And I have another song coming, by the way, FYI.
Oh, I'm very excited about that. Joey should be excited. Though Joey said specifically he was excited about my songs.
Yeah, I know.
Which I thank you, Joey. That was very sweet and very kind. And it's encouraging to hear that the time I spend recording these little jingles is not, well, you know, wasted completely. But anyway, maybe review or rate the podcast or whatever, I guess, and follow us or something. And oh, and send us your questions. We kind of want those. Mm-hmm. We want a lot of great questions like Joey and Sarah sent today. And I do promise this. We've got some good stuff in the works. Some upcoming episodes are going to be pretty special. Yeah, you're going to like what we've got. I guarantee it.
Awesome. And you can find us online at Mr. Kyle Maurer on Twitter. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver on Twitter. We are over at Get_Options. And we're also over at SoundCloud, also Get_Options. So you can listen to all of our rip-roaring tracks. Holla.
The greatest hits.
Say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.